Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Kiki Strickland, founder of DaughtersOfDeliverance.com, and this is our Mother's Day show. Mother's Day is next weekend. When you have issues or problems with or regarding your mother, Mother's Day is not always a pleasant occurrence. What if you lost your mother? What if she's passed? What if you didn't know your mom? What if there are unpleasant issues in your relationship right now, or you don't currently have a good relationship? All right. Technical difficulties. I was saying that our guest for today has some tips on improving your relationship with your mother or finding some peace if things are not right or maybe if she has passed on. Our guest is Dr. Carol Ray, author of Poems Inspired by Mother. Carol's inspiration for writing poems developed from the result of a tragedy. In 2002, her mother was diagnosed with colon cancer and given only 2 days to live. Fortunately, it wasn't just 2 days. Her mother lived another 2.5 months. Carol's mother died on New Year's Day in 2003. The good thing is Carol was able to spend a lot of time with her mother while she was in the hospital for those 2.5 months. She learned so much from her in that short amount of time and got to know her on a different level. And then the book of poems was written to bring a message of hope to all who read them. Take a listen to this interview with Dr. Carol Ray of Poems Inspired by Mother. All right, I am here with Dr. Carol Ray, who has authored 3 books that are available on Amazon.com. Dr. Ray, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're so welcome, Kiki. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Let's talk about your first book, because I know you have 3. Tell us why you wrote Poems Inspired by Mother.
Well, it was a tribute to my mother and my relationship, and also it's a collection of poems honoring what I learned from my mother. And then finally, I wrote it to give hope to people who have lost hope, and then also who has really overcome obstacles in their lives.
Great. Love that. And then your second book, maybe this is your latest book, The PhDs Have Bipolar 2. Tell us about that one.
Okay, well, it's about a very low point in my life due to my condition, which is bipolar disorder. And also on the night of June 2nd, 2011, it did not matter about my education, nor the history of a professional career or any awards that I did receive. The only thing that mattered that night was that I was in a mental crisis. And many people ignore the fact that mental illness crosses all sectors of society, from the poor to the middle class to the rich. Also, those who are educated or even those who are less educated, even medical doctors, psychiatrists, and even PhDs. I also wrote this book so that I would give glory to God for bringing me through my ordeal, and then also to give those hope who have a mental illness that there is life after recovery, and then also to educate those who do not know much about mental health.
Mm-hmm. Great. So we're going to bring those 2 books together with this show on Mother's Day. So I have had some struggles with my mom over the years before she died in 2003 of cancer, and I believe it was because of a mental illness that she had. She never talked about it. She didn't tell us anything, but we could tell that there was obviously something going on. And so my question, and the listeners may have some issues with their own mothers, either still living or who have passed on. How can women start to find healing from wounds or issues that stemmed from their mothers or their relationship with their mother?
Sure. As I was trying to accept my mother's death, a flood of thoughts came to me about a few struggles I had, and so I felt tremendous guilt. But actually, I went into prayer about that, and first I asked God to forgive me, and then it came to me that I had to forgive myself. And also, my aunt, who I developed a closer relationship with after my mother's death, told me to write to my mother. And so I bought a journal and then began writing to my mother. And after that, I apologized to her in the writing. And so after that, you know, the guilt went away, basically. But see, it did not go away immediately. It was a process. So also, if one has issues or wounds, they have to forgive their mother. They also have to realize that no one is perfect, not even our parents. That includes fathers. So as children, many of us grow up thinking that our parents are perfect, and yet as we get older, we find that they make mistakes too. So whether your parent or mother said something or did something, we have to remember that we, even as adults, are not perfect. We make mistakes too. Also, we have to be easier on our parents, knowing that they will make mistakes. They're not perfect. Another way of looking at this is that God always gives us second chances. And if God does this in all of his perfection, we should do also.
Very good, very good. So just to recap, the first thing you said was you used journaling or you wrote a letter to your mom, forgiving her and apologizing. I love that. I think that I will do that. That would be helpful. Even to get your feelings out on paper.
You do.
Sure helped. Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. And yes, you're right. They're not perfect. They had issues. And I guess we have to realize none of us are perfect.
That's right.
Trying to hold them to a different standard than we hold ourselves.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
I love that. I love it. What about daughters and mothers that may be estranged from one another right now? Maybe they're not speaking or maybe they avoid one another. What would you say to them?
Well, number one, ask God to change you. And I know some of you who are listening may say, no, not me. Well, when I first heard a pastor say this, I said the same thing. But yet over the years, I have come to understand that maybe there is something God wants to change in me for the better. So we have to be the bigger person. After all, God has called us to honor our mother and father, and this is a commandment. So this is what he wants us to do. You want to start bit by bit. I know before my stepmother and I became close friends, I tried avoiding her. Until one day, one of my mother's best friends, my biological mother's best friend, said, Carol, you don't know, maybe she have always wanted to have a daughter. And so this was the first turning point in my life as far as the relationship with my stepmother. Also, while my mother was dying in the hospital of cancer, my stepmother and my dad visited my mother, and there was one point when I left the room. And I think this is when my mother, my stepmother, and dad had a heart-to-heart conversation. So in later years, my stepmother told me while we were having a discussion, your mother gave you over to me, Carol. So this was the second turning point in my view towards her and my relationship towards her. So, you know, God will use certain people to turn us toward our mothers. And see, God used my biological mother's best friend to turn me towards my stepmother. Actually, God used my biological mother during her time of illness to turn me towards my stepmother. So now I consider my stepmother as a second mother because over the years she has really gone to bat for me, especially when I was in my mental crisis during and after. So she was my advocate. So you also want to accept your mother for who she is. Pray for God to change you and follow what he is trying to tell you. You want to stay in God's word because he will surely confirm what he is trying to show you.
Awesome, awesome. I do believe that the Lord brings other godly women into your life later, I realized that I have a wonderful mother-in-law now that I am married to my husband of 4 years, and I should develop that relationship more than I have, and I should reach out to her because she definitely reached out to me and calls me sometimes, and I haven't been great about keeping in contact and doing things with her. So thank you. This is awesome. That is a confirmation that I need to work on that relationship. All right. Any last advice for women that maybe didn't even have a mother growing up or didn't know their mother?
I'm going to talk to two groups. If your mother is deceased, I would talk to family members and ask them to tell you about your mother, because I found it so fulfilling when my mother's friends talked about how my mother touched their lives. Also, you want to start a journal and write to your deceased mother, because I truly believe that to be absent from the body is to be present with God. And, you know, this is in God's Word, so I truly believe that. As far as the if your mother is alive and you don't know her well, start with prayer. Ask God how you should approach your mother, because he knows you and your mother inside out. God will also give it to you as to how you should begin developing your relationship with your mother. Also, we don't always have to wait for our parents to start the relationship. It can begin with us. You know, the scripture talks about out of the mouth of babes, and so which means to me wisdom will come from the mouth of the young. So the beginning of our relationship with our mother or even father can start with us, the children.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's give the ladies the names of your book. I know you have a third book as well. And I know that they can get it on Amazon.com, right? But what are the names again?
Yes. The first one is Poems Inspired by Mother. That's on Amazon.com. And also, PhDs Have Bipolar 2, My Story.
Great. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Carol Ray. Thank you for joining us. We'll have to have you back and talk more about this at a later time.
That would be great. I would be really thankful for you to do that.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, and you too, Kiki.
All right. Again, that was Dr. Carol Ray, R-A-Y, and her book can be found on Amazon.com. These were very good tips for those who are going through any issues with their mom. To recap, she said it's good to write a letter or to journal about your mom or to your mom, ask for forgiveness, and forgive yourself. If things didn't go well in your relationship with your mom, forgive yourself. Pray about the situation. If you are trying to repair the relationship with your mom, pray about how to do that, how you should approach it, or how you should approach her. The Lord will give you wisdom. She also said, realize that everyone has issues to work out. And in other words, don't be so hard on your mom. None of us are perfect. We all have things to overcome. You might be realizing that now as you are older and as you even have your own children. She also said, honor your mom. You can honor your mother, dead or alive, in your thoughts. Don't always dwell on the negative things. Think about the positive times. If there are any, there might be very, very few, but dwell on those, if there are any. At all, dwell on the positive times with your mom. This year for Mother's Day, I have decided that I'm going to get some of the music that my mom used to like. Even though she's passed on, whenever I hear one of the songs that she used to play on the piano, or I hear a Sarah Vaughan song, which was her favorite music artist, I think about her. So this year for Mother's Day, I'm going to get a couple of Sarah Vaughan songs. I'm going to make some popcorn because she always was eating popcorn. That was her snack to try to lose weight and keep her figure. And then she likes Kit Kat, the candy. So I'm going to get some popcorn and some Kit Kat and Sarah Vaughan song or two, and that's how I'm going to remember my mother on Mother's Day this year. I may call my sisters also so we can reminisce a little bit about her. Dr. Carroway also, I'm going to point this out again, forgive, pray for her, pray for your mother if she's still alive. Even if things aren't great, you can still keep her in your prayers and ask the Lord to bless her and to help her in any areas that she needs help or healing in. And then give it over to the Lord. Put your relationship with your mom on the altar and allow the Lord to work his magic. Some of us may have felt like there was nothing right that our mother did. And I'll say one thing. The one thing that she did right was to have you. Whether she wanted to have you or not, you are fabulous. You are here. You are wonderful. So your mother and God deserve your thanks for that alone. I hope this has been helpful. We're going to close out with a song about Mama. I looked online for some songs regarding mothers, and of course I found the Boys to Men song that everybody knows, Mama. Shirley Caesar also has I Remember Mama in a Happy Way. I found another song from the Holden Brothers. I believe that was their name, the Holden Brothers. And it said they remembered everything about Mama and it was all good. And I found a song by Carrie Underwood that I really liked, about a woman who was getting married, and she was telling her mother all about her future husband and how good he was and how he treated her like a man should treat a woman, and that her daughter is fine. So this one, however, is by the Spice Girls, of all people. I don't know many of their music, but I really like this song called Mama, and here are some of the lyrics. She used to be my only enemy and never let me be free, catching me in places that I knew I shouldn't be. Every other day I crossed the line. I didn't mean to be so bad. I never thought you would become the friend I never had. Back then I didn't know why you were misunderstood, Mama. So now I see through your eyes. All that you did was love. Mama, I love you. Mama, I care. Mama, I love you. Mama, my friend, you are. So let me play this for you as we close out. We will be doing another show for Father's Day around issues with father. But happy Mother's Day to everyone, and God bless you. And listen to this song as we close. Thank you.
I'm not afraid to Oh.